The Morley Nelson Snake River Birds of Prey National Conservation Area is celebrating its 25-year anniversary this year. Congress established the area in 1993 to protect raptors and other animals that live on that landscape. The desert area, which is 35 miles south of Boise, is home to North America's highest density of nesting raptors, if you didn't know that. It covers almost 500,000 acres of BLM land along the Snake River. So with us today are Steve Alsup, Matt Podolsky, and Leah Dunn with the Birds of Prey National Conservation Area Partnership. This is a friends group, and it was formed to support the management and the conservation of the NCA. So welcome to all three of you.
Hi, thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you for coming in. All right, so let's get right into this. Now, the Bureau of Land Management, let's talk about them. Give us a little bit of history about how the BLM got involved with the land before it actually became a protected landscape.
Well, this area was always BLM land, BLM managed land. And once people started to notice how important it was for raptors, they started to try to push for some additional protection. So the land went from just general BLM land to a special designation of a national conservation area. And it kind of stepped its way up. It was a natural area before it was a natural conservation area. And so it was 1993 was the designation as an NCA.
And does that happen because I'm assuming they see the birds, they notice that they're nesting and that they need a protected place?
Yeah, the good thing about this designation is that it was really driven by the public. It was general public and researchers and just people that were interested in wildlife and birds of prey that noticed how important this area was and how dense it was with nesting raptors. And so it was the local community, people just like you and me, that pushed to bring it up to their politicians, and the politicians kind of brought it up the chain. So it was really a community-supported drive to push it as a national conservation area.
And the official name, as I said, is the Morley Nelson Snake River Birds of Prey National Conservation Area. It's a mouthful. Morley Nelson was really involved in this. So can you guys talk a little bit about who Morley Nelson was and how he worked to safeguard, you know, this incredible landscape? And we've got a school named after him. You see his name around, but I think a lot of people may not know who he was.
Sure. Morley Nelson was a falconer, right? I mean, one of the most well-known falconers that has ever lived in the U.S., right? And so a lot of old Hollywood films, if you see a falcon in them, a trained falcon, it most likely, there's a good chance at least that it was a falcon trained by Morley.
Oh, wow.
But Morley moved to Boise in the 40s. And, you know, because of his love of raptors, like, very soon recognized the importance of this area for birds of prey. And I believe it was in the 60s when he started advocating for protection, additional protection for this area. And it took that amount of time, like from the moment when he started, you know, trying to get public attention on this area and started, you know, advocating to give it additional protection. It took from, you know,
so 30 years, basically.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
So for people who haven't been out there, and I will tell you right now, if you haven't been out there, you should. It is pretty spectacular. Can you kind of give us a visual, though, for folks that maybe haven't seen it?
Sure. The NCA is sort of around the Snake River Canyon, and it's about 80 miles of the canyon that's covered. And there's areas within that canyon that have 300 or 400 foot high canyon walls. And so that is sort of the area that allows the nesting densities to be so dense. It really provides a substrate for the nest. So it's a beautiful canyon scene with the river in the middle, and then on the uplands or the bench above the canyon is all sagebrush habitat. It's been converted a little bit to cheatgrass and non-natives, mm-hmm. but it was originally nice intact sage habitat.
And there are specific lookout areas. I mean, for people who are thinking of heading out there, it's not like, oh my gosh, I'm going to go and fall off of a cliff if I'm not careful.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you could.
You could.
You should be careful, right?
You could fall off a cliff. So watch your children when you go.
I mean, there are some very dramatic, you know, scenes you know, there's some really steep drops. So yeah, I mean, it's quite dramatic.
So what's the best time of year to go, would you say?
I find the best time to be sort of late March, sort of late spring to early summer. That's when there's a lot of activity as pairs of hawks and eagles and falcons are sort of jockeying for position for nesting areas. So they're sort of competing to carve out their little space within that bigger landscape. So you see a lot of interactions between pairs, and you hear a lot of vocalizations, and you see courtship displays. And it's a time when there's a lot of activity in the canyon.
So let's talk about the wildlife actually that lives there. I know we've talked about the raptors, but what about like the prairie falcon? Why is this important to the NCA?
The prairie falcon is one of the most common species in the NCA. There are upwards of 200 nesting pairs within the NCA. And it's one of, like we've mentioned before, one of the densest areas for this bird. And it's really amazing to have that many birds kind of packed into the small area. And it's just really an interesting thing to see.
So what other kinds of birds can be found in the area? Or I guess other animals, because it's not just birds.
Right. Golden eagles are another important species or a really highly visible species out there. There's also ferruginous hawks and red-tailed hawks. So in addition to the raptors, one of the things that makes this area so important or special is also the small mammal population. So Paiute ground squirrels are one of the common ground squirrel mm-hmm. species out there. And without the abundance of squirrels, there is no abundance of prairie falcons. So those two species are really linked together. Squirrels are only active in the early spring, and then in the fall it gets too hot in the summer, so they go underground. So the prairie falcon nesting cycle is built around having their young hatch right when the ground squirrels are active and above ground, because if they wait too late, they're all gone. There's nothing to feed their young.
And then what's the future of the conservation area? And with that, any threats, anything like that the general public should know about? Because once again, I think it's one of these things that if you haven't been out there and seen just how majestic that area is, it is something worth seeing. But once again, is there threats? I mean, do people need to be concerned or get involved?
Yeah, there's a few threats that kind of stand out on that landscape. And I think one of the big ones is fire. Fire has really increased since the early 80s. Mm-hmm. And as fire comes in, it takes out sagebrush, which is sort of the native plant life that would be there, sagebrush and bunch grasses. And when fire comes through, it gets replaced by cheatgrass. And cheatgrass burns really easily, and it leads to more fire. So we have this feedback loop of more fires lead to more mm-hmm. invasive plants, which leads to more fires. So that's a big one. So fire is really sort of driving some of this habitat alteration, as well as human uses, off-road vehicles and things like that. It's public land out there, and people should go out and enjoy it. But they should also stay on the roads or stay within designated off-road areas.
Just be mindful.
Yeah, be mindful. There's a lot of trash dumping that happens out there as well. So we would love it if people took their trash to the dump and didn't use our conservation area to get rid of that
what
stuff.
What you take in, take out.
Right.
Right. Well, I want to thank all of you for coming today. I think this is just great information to know about, especially since we're coming up on the 25th anniversary this year. And if you haven't been out there, it is worth a trip. So thank you to Steve, Matt, and Leah. Appreciate your time today.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Again, that was Steve Alsop, Matt Podolsky, and Leah Dunn with the Birds of Prey National Conservation Area Partnership. The partnership is hosting Snake River Raptor Fest this Saturday, June 2nd, and at Indian Creek Winery in Cuna. It will include live raptor demonstrations, music, food, and of course wine, because you're at a winery. Raptor Fest starts at noon on Saturday.